Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry on this autumn Sunday afternoon in Philly. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today, as always, Chopin's Concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the greater Delaware Valley, WWDV 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the cultural corner, events in the greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and operettas, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin on this autumn Sunday afternoon with Elżbieta Adamiak and Jesienna Zaduma, an autumn reverie.
Całkiem. Nawet nie wiem, jak tam sprawy za lasem. Rano wstaję, poemat chwalę, biorę się za słowo jak za chleb. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Nic nie mam, tylko z daszkiem nieba zamyślone kaszki. Starym drabakiem. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony. Rzeczywiście, tak jak księżyc, ludzie znają mnie tylko z jednej jesiennej strony.
And in the news from Poland, a new survey finds that support among Polish citizens for religion in schools continues to fall, and there is broad support for the current government measures that will rather encourage further falls in attendance, albeit indirectly. The Polish Foundation CBOS has published a new report summarizing current public opinion on the vexed issue of religion in schools. At present, Catholic religious classes, and not, for example, religious education, as in the UK, are taught in Polish schools as an optional subject. Pupils may also choose ethics, both ethics and religion, or neither, although not every option is in practice available. The new survey has found that 51% of adult Poles support the presence of religious classes in schools. Although this figure represents more than half the population, it is the lowest figure since this particular survey began in 1991. It should be emphasized that the Catholic Church enjoyed a perhaps uniquely strong position in the 80s and 90s because of its pro-democracy role and the presence of a popular Polish Pope John Paul II. Perhaps more worrying for the church are the results of the further questions concerning support for the current government's changes to the rules governing religion in schools. Religion no longer counts toward the average grade assessment. There is one class a week instead of two. The joining of small religious classes when attendance is low. These three changes have already been implemented, and the obligatory placement of religious classes at the start or end of the day. All these changes enjoy a wide measure of public support. The changes, in an indirect way, encourage students to drop out of religious classes and have incurred the criticism of Cardinal Nitsch, who last week said that 1 hour of religion a week should be compulsory. This proposal, apparently taking Poland in the direction of theocracy, was quickly, though gently, rebuked by a deputy education minister. Cardinal Nitsch is mixing up classes of religion with religious education. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. And on the lighter side, pierogi fever. Producers, Polish-American communities, and pierogi enjoyers joined in on the fun as National Pierogi Day took the country by storm last Tuesday. Polish restaurants nationwide saw crowds line up for special promotions and pierogi feasts, turning this humble dumpling into the star of the day. National Pierogi Day, October the 8th, first declared in 2008 to commemorate the anniversary of Mrs. T's, the largest frozen pierogi producer in the U.S., founded in 1952 by the Twardzik family in Pennsylvania, was at the heart of the festivities. Today, Mrs. T's churns out an incredible 600 million pierogi every year. The celebration came in the middle of Polish Heritage Month, offering the perfect excuse to indulge in this beloved staple. In Troy, near Detroit, a hotspot for Michigan's Polish community, the American Polish Cultural Center hosted an all-you-can-eat pierogi buffet for the third year in a row. For just $25.95, guests filled their plates with a selection of nine different pierogi, ranging from classic ruska to spicy jalapeno-stuffed varieties. This day is growing in popularity, even among non-Polish Americans, and that's great. Pierogi are a fantastic way to promote Polish cuisine. Events like this took place all across the United States. According to Metro Philadelphia, Little Walters, a trendy Polish eatery in Philly, kicked off the day by giving out free pierogi at 8 a.m. pierogi for breakfast, offering a 9-course pierogi tasting throughout the day. All tickets sold out well in advance. And that concludes the news from Poland. Coming up next, the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene, after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them. Hey, hey,
hey, hey. Hello, Philadelphia and all around the area. Get ready for the biggest event of the year. It's your chance to hear Dennis Polisky and the Maestros Men. Sunday, October 27th, the Philadelphia Associated Polish Home wants you to be part of the annual Fall Polka Party with the music of the award-winning Dennis Polisky Maestros Men. Drinks are available. And of course, they have the best Polish kitchen. To get tickets, call John, 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. What are you waiting for? Call John, 215-906-1825. It's Dennis Polisky and the Maestros Men, Sunday, October 27th from 2 till 6 at the Associated Polish Home at 9150 Academy Road. You just gotta be there. Have a real good time.
I said, hey. Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB. And here in the Cultural Corner, we note the following anniversary dates and historical figures in our Polish heritage calendar. October 15th, 1817, Tadeusz Kościuszko, deceased in Switzerland. Born in the same year, Pułaski and Kościuszko were similarly inclined to the military arena. They are heroes on two continents, having fought for independence for both Poland and the United States. Kościuszko arrived in America in 1776, having left Poland in search of a job. He put his military education to use, joining the American forces fighting for independence from the British. Kościuszko took part in planning the fortifications that were to become crucial in defeating the British at Saratoga. Later, after fortifying West Point, he was made chief of the engineering corps. Although he became a U.S. citizen and a general in the U.S. Army, he chose to return to Poland. And after the Second Partition, he led the famous Kościuszko insurrection. He suffered his greatest defeat at Maciejowice, where, wounded, he was taken as a prisoner to St. Petersburg. The insurrection collapsed, and the resulting Third Partition temporarily erased Poland from the map of Europe. Kościuszko settled in Switzerland, where he died in 1817. 2 years later, he was buried in the King's Crypt at Kraków's Wawel Cathedral. And we'll pause here appropriately for the Kościuszko Krakowiak.
Oj, wielki ogień bywa, oj, pękną po czwarte, przechodzą. ogniwa, oj piękną, choć twarde. Przechodzi ogniwa, oj ostre, oj ostre. Ostre kosy nasze, wystarczą na krótkie moskiewskie pałasze. Oj ostre, oj ostre. Ostre kosy nasze, wystarczą na krótkie moskiewskie pałasze.
And we're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today, October 19th, 1984. Father Jerzy Popiełuszko, the Solidarity priest, murdered by communist internal security agents. Father Popiełuszko, a popular young parish priest in a suburb of Warsaw, spoke out against the abuses of communism and supported the then-banned Solidarity labor union. Thousands flocked to hear his Sunday sermons. He was abducted by the Polish secret police on October 19, 1984. His savagely beaten body was found 11 days later in an icy reservoir. Father Popiełuszko's death serves as testimony to the struggle for freedom, basic rights, and human dignity. And we'll pause here for Chopin's Etude in E, Opus 10, number 3, named after his death, Tristesse or Jale, or Smiling Through Tears. Continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today, October 20th, 1982, deceased Korczak Żukowski, sculptor of the Crazy Horse Monument out of the cliff face of the Thunderhead Mountains in South Dakota. Crazy Horse Memorial in the Black Hills of South Dakota memorializes one of the most famous Sioux Indian chiefs in our country, Crazy Horse. This tribute to the conqueror of General Custer will be 560 feet tall and 625 feet wide and will be the largest hand-carved sculpture in the world, larger than Mount Rushmore when it's completed. Begun in 1948 by Korczak Żukowski after a Lakota Sioux Indian, Henry Standing Bear, had seen Żukowski's bust of Paderewski at the New York World's Fair. This project is continuing thanks to his 10 children and no federal funding. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with this lighthearted folk melody from the highlands, Rokichanka and Od Wschodu Słoneczka.
Nie pukaj, że do mnie serce, nie we mnie, bo mój najmilejszy. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. It's that time of year. Leaves are falling. Pumpkins are everywhere, and the award-winning Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men are returning for the Fall Polka Party, Sunday, October 27th, 2 to 6 p.m. Only at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philly. Polish kitchen, well-stocked bar, spacious hardwood dance floor. Call John Wisniewski and let him know you'll be there. 215-906-1825. Sunday, October 27th at the Associated Polish Home. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Bologna Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia. Ladies, come on out and sing. Monday evenings with the Marcella Kleinska-Sembrick Female Chorus, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. Choral director David Zagórski makes it fun. Interested in joining the chorus? Phone Dolores, 215-633-0560. And as Alzheimer's disease seems to be more prevalent these days, don't miss the upcoming PUL talk on Sunday, October 20th at 3 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. Dr. Margaret Leszko, Understanding Alzheimer's. All talks in the Polish language at the Associated Polish Home, and a coffee and ponczki follow the talk, and it's all free. And as TJ signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Edyta Górniak and this jazzy arrangement of Kasztany, an autumn stroll under the chestnut trees. Till next Sunday at 1:30, do usłyszenia. Thank you.
wśród złotych liści, wiatru i gwiazd. Gdy wiatr kasztany otrząsał gradem, szepnąłeś nagle, zniżając głos: odjeżdżam dzisiaj, lecz tam, gdzie jadę, zabiorę z sobą tę złotą noc. Kochany, kochany, lecą z drzewa jak dawniej kasztany, wprost pod stopy par roześmianych, jak rudy lecą. Jak w noc, gdy w alejce rudy kasztan ci dała mi serce, a tyś rzekł mi trzy słowa, nic więcej, że kochasz mnie. Choć tyle błyszczy liści i gwiazd.